tonight, both in the West. Golden State looks to take a commanding 3-0 series lead when they visit New Orleans, and on ESPN-TV and the ESPN app at 8 Eastern. You can listen to the game on ESPN Radio with coverage getting underway at the bottom of the hour. Steph Curry was a plus 27 on the court in the Warriors' Game 2 win. New Orleans has won 12 of their last 17 home games. And this to be followed by on ESPN by the Rockets taking on the Jazz in Utah with the series even at 1, with Jazz rookie guard Donovan Mitchell providing a spark in the Game 2 upset win at Houston on Wednesday night. Rockets head coach Mike D'Antoni on the poise and talent of Donovan Mitchell.
He's as good a two guard that there is in the league. I know he's a rookie, and you can say, well, you know, this and that. No, you watch him play, and you watch his talent level, you watch his ability. He's as good as anybody at any stage of the game, and he's going to be phenomenal for, you know, next 10, 15 years.
Mike D'Antoni on Golic and Wingo. Baseball, former Mets ace Matt Harvey has refused to accept a demotion to the minors, and the team has decided to designate Harvey for assignment. Former All-Star was working out of the bullpen after going 0-2 with a 6 ERA in 4 starts. Harvey will now either be traded or waived. Tigers slugger Miguel Cabrera goes on the 10-day DL with a strained right hamstring. And the Braves have called up former Blue Jays All-Star Jose Bautista from AAA. He's in the lineup at third base for tonight's game against the Giants. Tiger Woods birdies the final hole in the second round of the Wells Fargo Championship will likely make the cut.
The Warriors take care of business, winning the first two at home. Now the series shifts to New Orleans, where the Pelicans face a critical Game 3. Coverage begins tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. Presented by Barbasol Raisins.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Smart FM, your We Will Rock You. We are the champions. Start me up. Taking care of business. Welcome to the jungle. Hot-blooded. Rock and roll all night. Freebird. Don't stop believing. Back in black. Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. Station. On Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids. 98.5 Iowa City.
One tool from the AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program can do more than most. It can help tackle a brake job, throw down on a rebuild. It can work fast and hard or slow and steady. It can help grind it out, fix it right, tighten, loosen, twist, turn, and repair to get it done. And it did all of that just last week. There are over 100 specialty tools that AutoZone loans for free because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. Deposit required. See store for details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Is on the pole in Dover. I'm Mike Bagley at Dover International Speedway. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Yeah, I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Kyle Petty here. My friends at Click and Close, the official mortgage provider of NASCAR, have stepped up this year to support Victory Junction through the Fastest Lap of the Race program on NASCAR Radio. So join our team. Go to clickandclose.com/NASCAR today to donate $43 or more and help us give the gift of camp to children with serious medical conditions. That's clickandclose.com/NASCAR. And just look for the Victory Junction logo. Thanks to Click and Close and NASCAR Radio for their support this season.
Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series pole qualifying has taken place here at the Monster Mile, and Kyle Larson will lead the field to green for the AAA 400 Drive for Autism here at Dover on Sunday. It is his fifth career pole.
Felt like I got most everything I could out of that run. I came to the green good, got through one and two really good, and three and four pretty decent. So just hats off to those guys and all their adjustments they made. First pole of the year, and it feels good.
MRN airtime is Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Noah Gregson, Johnny Sauter on the front row for tomorrow's NASCAR Xfinity Series One Main Financial 200. Sauter filling in for Spencer Gallagher. And our airtime has been moved up due to inclement weather. Join us at 12 noon Eastern time tomorrow and join us at MRN.com. Live from Dover International Speedway, I'm Mike Bagley. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show right here on KGYM.
He is actually 6'5 with the Afro 6'9.
I said we're going to kick off the third hour of the program in a very special way. We'll do that right after I remind you that Friday programming and the Todd Bromelcamp Show with Alex Kuhn brought to you by Two Rivers Bank and Trust, where free checking actually means free checking. Two Rivers Bank and Trust member FDIC. 6:07, and here's just how special things are going to be. I don't think we have ever let off an hour with a $30 La Cantina gift card giveaway. And we're going to do that just at this exact moment. 366-1600. It's a second one that we've had laying around here for the last 24 hours. We want to give it away. We want to make the folks at La Cantina very happy, but we really want to make caller number six happy. 366-1600. You should all know the drill by now. Kyle will let you know whether you are our winner or not, and we will congratulate you once we know who you are. In the meantime, Todd Bromelcamp and Alex Kuhn with you for the next 55 minutes. 1600 AM, our historic main gym heard all across eastern Iowa. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. 144th running of the Kentucky Derby tomorrow in Louisville, Kentucky. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM. Cubs and Cardinals for you this weekend, and we will be talking a little bit about a former Cardinal and what would be the difference if he were still a Cardinal. I don't think he probably would be, but it's a fun hypothetical what if we're going to get to. Of course, hour number three is something I love it or leave it.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're
absolutely
sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Todd, I'll start with you. Baseball's best rivalry.
I'm going to love this. It's actually our poll question today. KGYMradio.com brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. What is baseball's best rivalry? I'm going to answer it for you. It's the Cubs and the Cardinals, and you're not going to convince me otherwise. Now, perhaps if we were doing a show in wherever Massachusetts, my answer would be different. If we were out in Southern California, I'd probably have a different answer for you, but you're going to have a hard time convincing me that the Cubs and the Cardinals are not baseball's best rivalry. They certainly are here in the Midwest, and they renew that rivalry once again tonight at 7:15, the best time of year to go to a game in St. Louis, in my opinion, before it gets to be 110 degrees and humid as all get out. So
Number two,
Noah Fant and Anthony Nelson, NFL talents.
Sorry about that, Todd. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
And people didn't want to hear what I had to say anyway.
I love this. And I know that the mock drafts are being released for next season already. And I do think that that's a little bit ridiculous. But I've heard a lot of chatter about whether the Iowa tight end or the Iowa defensive end will be leaving after their junior seasons. And I will throw in a couple of caveats. If they have exactly the same season that they had this year, and if they stay healthy throughout the season and don't suffer a severe injury, I don't see any way that either of those guys aren't top three round draft picks. I think that the NFL drafts a lot based off of potential. They draft a lot based off of size and numbers and measurables and 40-yard dash time and weightlifting numbers, and I think both of those guys are going to pass that test. So right now, I look at those two, and once again, just assuming that they don't get injured and just assuming that they have they don't go backwards production-wise, they have a season just like they had or better, which I think that they both will, I think that very conservatively, they'll be top three-round picks and probably not even out of the top two rounds. So I do love this.
Number three.
All right, Todd. Brian Song and Dance.
This is Brian Ferentz related. Brian on KXNO Radio in Des Moines earlier this week. And once again, fanning some interesting flames, this time directing attention to Columbus, Ohio, and taking umbrage with something that one of the Ohio State beat writers wrote about the quality of quarterback play in the Big Ten. Brian's song and dance may be wearing thin with some Hawkeye fans, but he backed it up last year in his first year as offensive coordinator. They went 3-0 against the teams that he sort of took pot shots at in Iowa State, Nebraska, and Minnesota. They don't play Ohio State this year, so he can lob as many volleys as he wants to. 55-24 also speaks for itself, but I understand if people are getting a little tired of this and it's going to backfire sooner or later. But as we mentioned yesterday on the program, you have to like the fact that Kirk Ferentz is allowing his son, who doubles as his offensive coordinator, to maintain his own personality, not forcing him to fit inside the confines of the square box, emphasis on square, that we find most of the Iowa assistant coaching staff in. So I'm going to love this.
Number four.
Make or break.
I love this. I'm talking about the Iowa baseball team, and they are underway in their series against Oklahoma State at Duane Banks Field. And this series is somewhat of a turning point for this season, and I would even venture to say for this baseball program, and here's why. Rick Heller, when he was on with us, when we asked him what the next step for this program is, he said, we need to consistently be able to go to the Big Ten tournament knowing that we're in a regional. And if Iowa can win this series, right now they're on the outside looking in of that range. They're right on the outside looking in. And I don't think the loss to Missouri helped anything, but if they can win two out of three against Oklahoma State, a team with a top 25 RPI, and they're ranked anywhere from 12 in the country to 25, depending on which poll you're looking at, then I think that will pretty much ensure that they can go to the Big Ten tournament with a regional in hand or having to win one or two games to get into a regional, because these next couple of weekends they're taking on Penn State and Northwestern, the two worst teams in the Big Ten. And if they can hold serve against those teams, win two out of three from Oklahoma State, they're going to go to the Big Ten tournament feeling very good about their chances. So I love this.
Number five.
The moose is loose with his accounting practices.
Yeah, this is a story that is getting a ton of attention west of here, particularly once you cross the Missouri River. But Bill Moose, the new athletic director at Nebraska, is coming in the crosshairs for some accounting practices that may or may not get him in trouble at his previous job, where he was the athletic director at Washington State. An internal audit there has found extensive mismanagement within the athletics department under his watch, including the possible inflation of home football attendance and the improper distribution of free tickets to football games. This is the same Bill Moose who now says he was joking when he said that Jim Harbaugh and Urban Meyer are running scared of Nebraska. This could be a little interesting here because I don't think Nebraska probably had any idea that this was coming. And counting attendance at football games, Nebraska has a sellout streak, right?
Correct.
So, yeah, could get interesting there. But if you think that Gary Barta is an embattled athletic director, there are plenty of them around the country. And Bill Moose, all he made is hire. He got Scott Frost, and that's going to extend his honeymoon with Nebraska fans. But a very interesting reading. I highly recommend folks check out that story. Landof10.com has it on their Nebraska website. Our pal Sean Keeler wrote a column about it.
Number six.
Canadians love shootouts.
I leave this. They hate shootouts because every time they get into the shootout in hockey with the United States of America, and it seems like the United States of America, it seems like Canada comes up short. 2017 World Junior Championship gold medal game. Troy Terry wins it in a shootout and wins the gold medal for the United States. 2018. Let's go back to Alex Kuhn's Olympic update. The last one, the women's gold medal game. The United States beats Canada in a shootout. And then last night in the World Championships, and this is the preliminary rounds, Cam Atkinson had the game winner in the shootout against Canada in the preliminary rounds of the World Championships. So I absolutely hate shootouts, especially in international play. I think it takes away from games, especially in medal rounds. But I know how much pride Canada takes in their hockey and being the best in the world at that sport. And to lose to the United States of America in three consecutive big games, all in shootouts, they have to absolutely despise them today. So I leave the fact that the Canadians love shootouts. I know quite the contrary is true.
Number seven.
Wimpy and Hawk reunite.
It's happening this weekend. And lest you think that I am nothing but Cubs, 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 I actually loved watching Tom Pachorek and Ken Harrelson call White Sox games back in the day. I thought their in-booth chemistry was unrivaled. Two former players from slightly different eras, but guys who got each other. I'm a big, big fan of Tom Pachorek, and listened in last night. He was doing the White Sox Twins game with Jason Benetti. I think he's going to be doing tonight's game as well. I will be setting my DVR on Sunday and enjoying the ride here. For those of you who don't know, Hawk Harrelson is hanging it up at the end of the season. But for several years, Ken Harrelson and Tom Pachorek were a tremendous broadcast team, and they are getting together one last time, a farewell show, if you will, farewell broadcast on Sunday. And Hawk and Wimpy, the best. Love it.
Number eight.
Brew for 22. This is back-to-back White Sox, I think.
It is, and I absolutely love this. The White Sox, best days are ahead of them. Would you agree, Todd?
Very much so. As a matter of fact, a lot of talent in the minor league system there on the south side came from the north side in the Jose Quintana deal.
That is definitely true. But right now, the team is very much struggling. And I like to travel a lot during the summer and go to different ballparks and take in a game, enjoy a beer responsibly, of course, and is easy for me to say. White Sox.
Have you been drinking over there?
Yeah, well, okay. No, I have not. The White Sox have a deal this summer where you can get a ticket and two beers. The ticket is in the bleachers. Two beers for $22. I had to do a double take when I saw that this was a thing. Major League Baseball anymore, two beers is $22. And you throw a ticket in there. Let's just say I'm going to be making a trip next weekend to Wrigley Field. I've already been to Busch Stadium. I'm sure I'll be there a couple more times. I'm going to try to get up to Target Field. But you're going to find me at Guaranteed Rate Field a couple of times this summer just for that deal. I absolutely love this. Major League Baseball, a ticket, two beers, $22. You cannot beat that.
Number nine.
Mr. Almost 3,000.
We're going to be discussing this a little bit further in just a few minutes, but Albert Pujols is standing on the precipice of history. He has 2,999 hits during his Major League Baseball career. He is going for 3,000 tonight. Albert Pujols is a tremendous baseball player and has been ever since the 2001 season when he came up the infamous Bobby Bonilla hamstring injury prior to opening day that allowed the Cardinals to travel north with Albert Pujols on the roster. Impressive player and an impressive guy. He does a lot of community work. He's a great family man. He's one of those few guys that I said I would be shocked to find out that he did anything that wasn't above board during his career. I've talked to plenty of people that scouted him when he was in junior college, and he's a guy that just sort of fell through the cracks a little bit. The Cardinals were very lucky to land his services, and then he gave him a hometown discount once. He wasn't going to do it twice. The Angels came knocking during that off-season spending spree several years ago, and unfortunately for him, his best days are behind him. But I'm a big Albert Pujols fan. I have always enjoyed watching him, and I'm very happy to say that I can count him among the players that I've actually witnessed in person in the major leagues. Not in the minor leagues, but actually saw him during his prime in the major leagues, one of his first couple seasons in the big leagues, and he was worth the price of admission. And on certain nights, he still is, and I have a feeling he'll be worth the price of admission tonight because those folks that are holding tickets to that game are going to have a very valuable and sentimental souvenir on their hands. I think they're going to see Albert pick up hit number 3,000 tonight.
Number 10.
Second round wide receiver number 17.
I love this. I know there are a lot of Bears fans in this area, and after their second round selection in the NFL draft, my phone blew up because I've been hyping up the prospect that they selected for about 3 years, and that would be Anthony Miller out of Memphis. And in true Anthony Miller fashion, he chose number 17, replacing Alshon Jeffrey, who was also selected in the second round several years ago by the Bears. And I think very confidently taking the reins as a premier playmaker for the Chicago Bears. And I think there's going to be a learning curve for him. But knowing his personality, and I will tell you, if you like humble people, maybe he's not for you. He does not lack for confidence. There is no question about that. But he walks the walk. Every time there is a big game or a big time player lining up across from him, he seems to do well. He beat Mike Hughes from UCF twice. He did very well against UCLA and Ole Miss. He was having a really good game against Brian Peavy in Iowa State till he re-aggravated his shoulder injury. This is a guy that I just don't see how he's probably right now the second best wide receiver on the Bears roster, and plug and play, maybe a little bit of an adjustment during the preseason, but he's going to have a very good rookie year, and I'm going to be looking at him as a mid-round sleeper come fantasy football times. So I know Bears fans are very excited. They should be, because they found somebody who is not afraid to set high expectations for himself and then live up to those expectations and in many cases exceed them. They got a really good player.
If you don't love it, leave it.
That will do it for Love It or Leave It, and we are almost to the end of the line, though. I said we were going to congratulate our winner, Ann in Solon, taking home the second and final La Cantina gift card tonight. LaCantina319.com. If you want to check out the menu before you go, they've got three locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and the third and most recent location, Alex and I passed it earlier today, in the Fountains off Edgewood here in Cedar Rapids. 319-366-1600. We'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back, Kyle, we'll have a big board for you. Hawkeyes getting ready to take on Oklahoma State at Duane Banks Field. Big weekend for the Colonels as well. They're going to be home through Sunday. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we got more to get to over the final 30 minutes. Back after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
On May 6th, the Ronald McDonald House of Iowa City will host their annual Red Shoe Run Walk, featuring a 5K and 1 mile race, a 100-yard dash, and half marathon. Come run or cheer and help raise important funds and awareness for the Ronald McDonald House.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
What you doing?
Oh, just envisioning what a deck would look like out here.
Yeah, I see it. Start there, build it to there. Oh yeah, barbecue right there. Tables and chairs, plenty of room for company.
So, call Fairfax State Savings Bank for a home equity line of credit?
I figured you already did.
And that's one of the reasons I love you.
Get started on your next home renovation project with a home equity line of credit from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's Kentucky Derby night at the Colonels this Saturday. The gates open at 5 for fans to watch the race on the biggest TV in Cedar Rapids. The first 1,000 fans will receive a Colonels Hyper Color Cup. And don't forget our post-game fireworks. Visit Colonels.com and get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. And tomorrow, connect on one of the most festive days of the year, Cinco de Mayo. Come in for one or more of La Cantina's specialty drinks that day. The Watermelon Margarita, Patron Añejo Old Fashioned, or the Mexi French Tea. That's the way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Get festive at all three La Cantina locations on Cinco de Mayo, in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in Marion, and in downtown Cedar Rapids.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Stu Gatz here for theblacktux.com. Wedding season is upon us, and the easiest way to look fresh for the big day is with theblacktux.com. The Black Tux has awesome suits and tuxedos that you rent online. With their free home try-on, you can see the fit and feel the quality of your suit months before your event. After ordering, it will arrive 14 days before your event. Stand out for the right reasons with the Black Tux. For $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/Dan. That's $20 off your purchase at theblacktux.com/Dan.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What we need to figure out here is, are we dealing with maybe a little bipolarism, some rage addiction? It could be a lot of things.
6:28, and we're making our way toward the finish line. How about the Matt Harvey news today? I know we've been baseball heavy, but that came sort of out of left field that the Mets had requested Matt Harvey to take a minor league assignment. They were going to demote him to AAA, and Matt Harvey has refused, and so now they've designated him for assignment, and they've got a window of time in which to trade him or outright release him. Now, Sandy Alderson says, obviously, there are going to be some teams that would take a flyer on Matt Harvey. Would you take a flyer on Matt Harvey at this point? 319-366-1600. He has not been the same pitcher since the arm injury a couple years ago, but this all stems from an overnight flight. They had a day game, and he got into town. I think they were on the West Coast somewhere, San Diego maybe, and he was seen out on the town. He was not drinking, but he was out all night, and came back in his next outing. The next day, he got knocked around the ballpark. Mets fans were not happy about it. Mets personnel were not happy about it. And now the guy whose autograph was selling for hundreds of dollars a couple years ago, Tyler wanted to buy, he was going to buy a signed Sports Illustrated with Matt Harvey on the cover. He's like, what do you think about this? And I said, man, it's just, it's tough. For every guy that's Albert Pujols who goes on to a Hall of Fame career, you see so many guys come and go for a number of reasons, especially with pitchers and the arm injuries. I have a feeling those Matt Harvey autographs are going to be a little bit more affordable in a few weeks. They're probably more affordable right now than they were a couple years ago.
Do you have sympathy for him?
Sympathy for Matt Harvey.
See, I'm torn because I agree that that's a tough market to be in. There's no question about that. And the talent was there, and he's gone through all kinds of injuries. But would even that meat grinder of a market be a little bit more forgiving on him if the sense of entitlement that he has shown over and over and over again was a little bit dialed down? I mean, we talked about this with Odell Beckham Jr. because somewhat of a similar situation. Dez Bryant was the same way. When you're really good, you get away with that. But when you're not and you're not producing, you don't get away with that. That's kind of how the world works.
Oh, absolutely. You can, if you're in the world of radio or television and you're number one in the ratings, you can walk around a building and have an attitude and bother people. And they're like, hey, what are you going to do? He's number one.
Exactly.
The station's not going to throw him overboard. And then, you know, you're me. And you have to look behind your back every single day because you're wondering if this is the day that the axe falls, like the turkey, the day before Thanksgiving. I just constantly looking around to see if there's any stumps in the area. I don't have a ton of sympathy for Matt Harvey. I always feel bad for guys who have their careers derailed by injury, and the thoracic outlet injury definitely derailed his career. But he also took on, embraced that big media market persona, the Dark Knight. And, you know, I think he flew a little too close to the sun. And there's a reason that we still tell that story. The lesson that you're supposed to learn from that is don't fly too close to the sun, because you're going to not only get burned, but it's Icarus, right? The wax melting and the wings and the falling and the whatnot. I don't know. I didn't pay attention in Mrs. Pritchard's class that day in English class. Right now, I am paying attention. Kyle has materialized in the studio, and that usually means it's time for a big board update.
The Iowa baseball team begins the most important series of its season today at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. They've got Oklahoma State in town, owner of the 25th ranked RPI and ranked as high as number 12, depending what poll you look at. Iowa's currently projected as the first team outside of the NCAA tournament, so a series victory would go a long way in helping the Hawkeyes get on the other side of that bubble. Nick Allgaier got the start, and he surrendered a first-inning home run, so Oklahoma State leads 1-0 after one. Another former Hawkeye football player earned himself a minicamp tryout as linebacker Bo Bauer will get a chance at the Minnesota Vikings. Bauer was a two-year starter for the Hawkeyes and ran a 4.5-second 40-yard dash at Iowa's Pro Day. The Colonels finished off a sweep of the South Bend Cubs last night with a 6-5 victory. The Colonels outscored the Cubs 21-5 in the series after shutouts in games 1 and 2. The finale was a bit closer, but Alex Kirilloff led the way, going 2-for-4 with a home run and 3 RBI in the victory. They've got another three-game series with West Michigan beginning tonight here in Cedar Rapids. The Twins' seventh-ranked prospect, Brusdar Gratterall, will get the start beginning in just a few minutes. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the Twins in Chicago taking on the White Sox beginning at 7:10 on 107.5 FM the North Gym, as well as Game 3 between the Warriors and Pelicans on 106.3 FM the South Gym and 1600 AM the Historic Main Gym. And then we're also going to be carrying the Cubs and Cardinals both on Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Kentucky Derby. And you can hear all those on all three KGYM frequencies.
Send your Cubs-related hate mail to scott@kgymradio.com. I have great news for you, Alex.
Okay.
You were telling the story of the listeners a couple weeks ago about Kuhn's dad selecting Ray Lankford's autograph over Ozzie Smith's, right?
I was telling that story.
Well, it turns out that Kuhn's dad is perhaps smarter than you gave him credit
okay.
for, because Ray Lankford is a Hall of Famer. He's a Cardinals Hall of Famer. And I'm assuming Ozzie Smith is also in the Hall of Fame. But the Cardinals announcing today that Ray Lankford, Vince Coleman, and Harry Breachin, the Hat. I just call him the Hat. Going into the Hall of Fame in St. Louis Saturday, August 18th. Vince Coleman was a hell of a baseball player during his days with the Cardinals. This was pre-firecracker in the parking lot, Vince Coleman, and some of the other things that derailed his career. And Ray Lankford, a pretty good ball player as well, although I think it's safe to say Ozzie Smith had a better career.
So
congratulations, you own an autograph of Hall of Famer Ray Lankford.
Now the one quest that I have is to go back to St. Louis for the night where he's honored and get an inscription of Hall of Fame 2018.
There you go. Cardinals.
Cardinals.
2018. A guy who is going to be in the Cardinals Hall of Fame someday, wearing number 5, Albert Pujols, going to get his 3,000th hit most likely tonight, wearing the uniform of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. What would the Cardinals look like if they would have re-signed Albert Pujols? 319-366-1600, we discuss next.
It's that time of year again, Trey, the sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
Let's talk about Trenton. Not Trenton, New Jersey, but Trenton the truck driver. Actually, Trenton the former truck driver. I say former because in July, Trenton started class at My Computer Career. 4 months later, and Trenton has already started his IT career. How long will it take you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's mycomputercareer.edu, mycomputercareer.edu.
Stu Gatz here for theblacktux.com. Wedding season is upon us, and the easiest way to look fresh for the big day is with theblacktux.com. The Black Tux has awesome suits and tuxedos that you rent online. With their free home try-on, you can see the fit and feel the quality of your suit months before your event. After ordering, it will arrive 14 days before your event. Stand out for the right reasons with the Black Tux. For $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/Dan. That's $20 off your purchase at theblacktux.com/Dan.
NFL fans, Mel Kiper Jr. here with some inside information. The time is now to find and secure your NFL tickets for the 2018 season. The official NFL schedule has been released, and your team's tickets are flying out the door. Download the free Vivid Seats app today to easily get your tickets before it's too late. Teams are doing their part. Free agency signings, franchise tags, draft picks. It's time for you to do yours. Impact the game. Download the free Vivid Seats app to secure your tickets to your team today. Vivid Seats, the official ticket partner of ESPN.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you.
Got a message on Twitter during the show today from the folks in Iowa City and Coralville who put on Fry Fest May 17th. They are going to be holding a news conference at Kinnick Stadium to announce the theme for this year's Fry Fest. So for those of you who look forward to that annual festival of all things Hawkeye, and we certainly do here at KGYM every year, one of my favorite shows to do is when we head south to Coralville and the Iowa River Landing. A couple weeks from now, we're going to know exactly what the theme is. Maybe it will be Hawkeye baseball related. I don't know, the way that Rick Heller and the Hawkeyes have been playing the last couple years, but my guess is, well, they've done a lot of basketball. They've done a lot of football. Let's do the math on this. 2018, are we coming up on any reunion years in Hawkeye history? Any notable milestones, 25, 30? Well, speaking of milestones, Albert Pujols, as we mentioned, is one hit away from becoming the latest baseball version of Mr. 3000, a movie which, by the way, will not be shown on the KGYM bus trip to Chicago.
Not Bernie Mac, no?
Not because I'm not a big Bernie Mac fan, but because I don't already own it, and I'm not going to go out of my way to find the nearest movie gallery or Blockbuster.
And the movie's not that good. Is that what you're trying to say?
It's also not that good. And the idea behind that, that a couple hits would be given to him on accident and that he has to come out of retirement and try to get the... No, I'm not buying that. There's not a team out there today. Well, maybe the Cincinnati Reds would bring somebody back if they were a couple hits short.
New York Mets.
By the way, we mentioned this in the office earlier today, but Scott Schebler, the Prairie grad, having a quietly effective season for the Reds. He's back off the DL, has been for some time. He's hitting over 300, has three home runs and 11 runs driven in this year. So I know the Reds aren't a great team, but there is the local angle there, and we're certainly keeping an eye on his progress. Albert Pujols, as a Cardinals fan, when the news broke that Albert Pujols was not coming back to St. Louis, that he was signing with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, how did you take that? That was, how many years ago
six
now?
Six or seven now?
Right. Because it was a 10-year deal, and he still has several years remaining.
It was weird, but it wasn't as devastating as I thought it was going to be. I, for whatever reason, I looked at the roster at that time and thought that they had a few more years of contention and a few more years of the window being open where they could make a run at winning a World Series, and they did. They didn't win one, but they got to the NLCS. I think it was 3 or 4 years in a row after that, and they got to a World Series after that. But It's tough because when he was in St. Louis, he was doing things that nobody in the history of baseball has ever done. 10 straight years of a 300 average, 30 or more home runs, and 100 RBIs. And the only year he didn't do it was in his 11th season where he had hit 299 with 37 home runs and 99 RBIs. What he did in St. Louis was incredible. And to answer the question that we're going to get to, or at least start to answer it, I'm a little bit torn because right now, would I take Albert Pujols at first base for the Cardinals? Probably. Absolutely. But for the contract that he was going to be asking for and what effect that would have on the future of the organization, that's tougher to answer.
He signed a 7-year, $100 million contract extension with a $16 million club option for 2011. And basically, he gave the Cardinals a hometown discount during the prime of his career. And this is before the thinking changed on long-term deals and contracts. And the Angels were more than glad to pay Albert Pujols for what he had done in St. Louis. Not necessarily everything that he was going to do in an Angels uniform. That line of thinking, I think, has changed for the better in baseball. But had Pujols not left the Cardinals, what would that franchise have looked like from 2012 to now, assuming he had signed a similar deal and is still in a Cardinals uniform today? And he's playing the Cubs tonight with a chance to get 3,000 hits.
I don't know how much different it would look because it's not like they've gone out there and signed a ton of high-priced free agents with the money that they didn't spend on Albert Pujols. They have not been able to go out in free agency and do a whole lot. I mean, really, the one big contract that they've signed recently was Dexter Fowler, 5 years, $80 million. They've been very hesitant to do that. And their MO in free agency was starting to take shape with Albert. You give it the old college try. You release to the media how much you offered a certain player, and then you come up just short and you move on. They did that with a lot of guys, Max Scherzer, David Price. And to a certain extent, I know he had to waive his no trade clause, but Giancarlo Stanton, they spent a lot of time trying with him when it was pretty clear that he was not going to go there. So I think they'd probably be in a similar situation that they are right now. An aging superstar, another aging star in Yadier Molina, and looking around their organization as to who was going to fill some needs. Because the next wave of talent, whether it was Colton Wong or Stephen Piscotty or some of the other guys that Randall Grichuk that have come up, they didn't produce the way that the organization thought they would.
It's interesting you bring up Giancarlo Stanton, because the third team in that discussion with Albert Pujols was Miami, yep, the Marlins. And the original offer from St. Louis was a 5-year contract. And I think you'll probably remember his wife, yes, went on the radio in St. Louis and said that they were insulted that the Cardinals only came to the table with a 5-year deal, which, when you look at the trajectory of Albert's career after he left St. Louis, I think most people said you're going to get about 5 years of value on that 10-year deal. And the Angels essentially ran into that problem much quicker than they were expecting to. But Miami reportedly offered him a 10-year deal. And so he had two 10-year deals, and then the trust issue, whatever, with the Cardinals had sort of broken off there. So a 10-year deal around $254 million with the Angels, and the Marlins refused to include the no-trade clause. That's what ultimately landed him in Anaheim, and a couple years later, all of a sudden, Mike Trout is there, and Pujols isn't even the superstar on the team, but I think he's handled the situation rather well. Now, it should be noted, the Angels haven't won jack with him there, and they also spent that offseason, you may recall, bigly on C.J. Wilson, and C.J. Wilson's career was derailed by arm injuries. We were talking about Matt Harvey a few moments ago. If I were a general manager in Major League Baseball, I would be really hard-pressed to spend any money long-term on pitching nowadays. My Brusdar Graterols and my Steven Gonzalez's and my Fernando Romero's, if I'm the Minnesota Twins, I'm hoarding as many of those guys as I can in the hopes that I get them for 5 or 6 years when they get to the big leagues, and I've got them in their prime, and then I hope they don't have Tommy John surgery. Graterol already has, the guy who's starting for the Colonels tonight. It is a Z102.9 Mug Club. I know they are underway there at Veterans Memorial Stadium, but if you get the opportunity to head out to the game tonight, a $6 mug of beer will start you off, and then you get a $3 refill in that same mug all night long. Keep the mug, bring it back every Friday home game for the rest of the season, and you pay the $3 refill price right away, even when the gates open. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club. You can learn more by going to our website, kgymradio.com. While you're there, you can vote in the poll question, and it has to do with what is baseball's best rivalry? Give you four options. One of them you'll hear right here this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the Cubs and the Cardinals. ESPN's weekend baseball broadcast coming your way on our airwaves. If Albert Pujols stays in St. Louis, he unquestionably has a statue, just like Stan Musial outside of Busch Stadium at some point, does he not? If he stays in St. Louis, he's the 21st century version of Mr. Cardinal. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I think that's probably why so many people were hurt and angry when he left. They couldn't understand why he would leave. But when you look back on that original deal that they gave him, the hometown discount, the assumption there, at least at the time, was we're going to take advantage of you now, and you're going to take advantage of us later on, maybe. And that's not necessarily the best way to approach things, and there's no guarantee there. And quite frankly, I think Albert Pujols looked and said, hey, wait a minute, I gave you the discount the first time. You got to take care of me now. Yeah. And very rightfully so, the front office said, no, we're not paying you for what you did. We already paid you for that. We paid pennies on the dollar, and thank you very much. but now we're going to pay you what we think you're worth, not what you did for us in the past. And that sort of was the tipping point, or maybe the first signal flare, that things were going to change moving forward in Major League Baseball. And a lot of teams were not quick to pick up on that. And we saw plenty of bad contracts. Pujols certainly was not the last one.
I think that the Cardinals at that point were, if you would have asked them at the beginning of the hometown discount, they probably would have said, yeah, absolutely. Once they get to the end of this contract, we'll pay him. The problem became, I think they started to see his body wear down a little bit. He had the plantar fasciitis issue that was constantly hobbling him, and his elbow was giving him issues to the point where there was question as to whether he needed Tommy John surgery. He used to have a very strong arm. He could barely make the throw across the diamond anymore. And to those looking at the numbers, you couldn't tell that he was starting to decline, but very gradually he was heading in a direction where you were wondering how much longer he was going to be able to keep that level of production up at. And it turned out that was really the last year of that, the kind of production that we saw of Albert's prime. So yeah, I understand why he left. I know a lot of fans were hurt by it, but at the end of the day, I think that it theoretically helped the Cardinals in the long run. Unfortunately for them, they really haven't been able to reap any of the benefits of that money that they didn't spend on him, because the guys that they invested in after that, homegrown guys, never really panned out.
You know, staying on the baseball vein, the Cubs are not the only team that have experimented with their leadoff hitter this year. Bryce Harper batting leadoff for the Nats tonight against the Phillies, and well, he did Rizzo-like things from the leadoff spot. There's something about putting your big bats at the top of the order and getting you going, apparently. 319-366-1600, a little Oppo Taco, as Bryce Harper likes to say. Speaking of tacos, sorry if you're just joining us, we are out of $30 La Cantina gift cards. Join us next week. We'll have some great giveaways for you, and I believe it is going to be the start of Race to Win. Next week or 2 weeks? Race to Win, I know, is a May promotion, and we've got a tremendous amount of giveaways for you. Race to Win, of course, built around our four tickets to the Indianapolis 500. But we've got some other great gifts as well, including a $50 gift card from Siegel's Jewelry, a $50 gift card for Saucy Focaccia, and as we mentioned, the Hertin & Stocker Jewelers Citizen Men's Watch, which is an extremely good value. All of those prizes and more, Race to Win. It's very similar to the Child's Game Memory. We've got 24 spots on our virtual board. And during the gym class and this program, you'll get an opportunity to call in, call out those numbers. And if you match up the two prizes, then you get to collect. It's very simple. 6:53, we will step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, how is the Iowa baseball team, sorry, Bo, if you're listening, doing against Oklahoma State? The Colonels underway, taking on the West Michigan Whitecaps. Updates on both of those games and more as we count down to 7 o'clock. Back after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay.
Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
Oh, boy, I wish this many nights, but I really wish I could be at Veterans Memorial Stadium watching the future ace of the Minnesota Twins pitching. The Colonels taking on the West Michigan Whitecaps. One of two baseball games in progress right now that perhaps some of our listeners are interested in. The other one at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. And here for an update on both and then some, Kyle's got your last big board of the week.
The Iowa baseball team begins the most important series of its season today at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. They've got Oklahoma State, owner of the 25th-ranked RPI and ranked as high as number 12, depending what poll you look at. Iowa's currently projected as the first team outside of the NCAA tournament, so a series victory would go a long way in helping the Hawkeyes get on the other side of the bubble. Nick Allgaier got the start and surrendered a first-inning home run, but none since then, so Oklahoma State leads 1-0 in the third inning. Another former Hawkeye football player earned himself a minicamp tryout as linebacker Bo Bauer will get a chance at the Minnesota Vikings. Bauer was a two-year starter for the Hawkeyes and ran a 4.57 40-yard dash at Iowa's Pro Day. The Colonels finished off a sweep of the South Bend Cubs last night with a 6-5 victory. The Colonels outscored the Cubs 21-5 in the series after shutouts in games 1 and 2. The finale was a bit closer, but Alex Kirilloff led the way, going 2-for-4 with a home run and 3 RBI in the victory. They've got another three-game series with West Michigan beginning tonight here in Cedar Rapids, and you can see the Twins' 7th-ranked prospect, Bruzdar Gratterall. He got the start tonight, and that game is still scoreless in the first. Tonight after the show, we'll have the Twins in Chicago taking on the White Sox beginning at 7:10 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as well as Game 3 between the Warriors and Pelicans on the South and Main Gyms. And then we're also going to be carrying the Cubs and Cardinals over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Kentucky Derby. And you can hear all that on all three KGYM frequencies.
Old Bruzdar lit up the radar gun with 300-mile-an-hour fastballs in a perfect first inning with a pair of strikeouts. He is the real deal, folks. I can't tell you that enough. If you want to see a future major league pitcher, go and see him. He's already had Tommy John surgery. So unless he's on the Johnny Venter's career path, hopefully the best days are ahead of him. Colonels and Whitecaps at home through Sunday, 5 o'clock tomorrow and 2 o'clock on Sunday. That is going to do it for a great week of programming. Thank you so much for listening. Kyle gave you the rundown of what's on tap for you over the next couple days here. If you have any questions, you can always visit KGYMradio.com. Friday's programming presented, as always, by Two Rivers Bank and Trust in Iowa City and Coralville. Learn more about Two Rivers Bank and Trust online at tworivers.bank. Two Rivers Bank and Trust, member FDIC. No.